Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The leader of the military coup in Niger, General Abdurrahman Tchiani, has announced a 3-year transition plan for his country. The junta, which ousted President Mohamed Bazoum last month, said that his country does not want a war, but warned it would defend itself against any foreign intervention. It comes after ECOWAS mediators arrived for peace talks in a last-ditch effort to reach a diplomatic solution. Chris Iwoko reports.
In what appears to be a further defiance of the West Africa regional bloc, General Abdurrahman Tchiani outlined a 3-year transition plan for Niger, but warned that a military intervention would not be easy. If an attack were to be undertaken against us, it will not be the walk in the park, some people seem to think, he said in a televised address. The West Africa regional bloc has repeatedly warned of military action if diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis are unsuccessful, but has not outlined any specific plan. The delegation also briefly met with the ousted president, Mohamed Bazoum, who remains under detention since the coup.
Israeli settlers in the occupied West Bank have attacked Palestinian vehicles and homes in retaliation for the shooting dead of 2 Israelis earlier in the day. Local media say the settlers threw stones and shouted abuse while Israeli troops attempted to extinguish the fires. The United States has announced sanctions against 100 Nicaraguan municipal officials accused of involvement in violent crackdowns against opposition activists. Dozens of government officials, including President Daniel Ortega, have already been sanctioned by the US for alleged human rights violations. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
The sanctions come a few days after Nicaragua's socialist government seized one of the country's top private universities, which belonged to a Roman Catholic order. The government accused Universidad Centroamericana of being a center of terrorism and renamed it after a student who died fighting a military dictatorship in the 1960s. The U.S. State Department described it as an important civic space and said the individuals targeted by the sanctions were involved in its closure.
Enormous wildfires in the western Canadian province of British Columbia are intensifying. The number of people told to evacuate their homes has doubled to more than 30,000. Firefighters have warned of difficult days ahead. Peter Bowes reports.
A huge wildfire caused by lightning a month ago is still threatening the city of Yellowknife, although cooler conditions have slowed its progress. Clearer skies have allowed air tankers to dump fire retardants to try to create a barrier between the town and the encroaching flames. But gusty winds are in the forecast, and officials fear they could further propel the fire towards the city boundaries. In British Columbia, where there's a state of emergency, homes have been destroyed in West Kelowna, from where winds have blown embers across a lake into Kelowna, whose residents have been told to be ready to evacuate at any moment.
World News from the BBC. An attack by gunmen in the central Malian region of Mopti has reportedly left at least 21 civilians dead and a number of others wounded. A witness said that an armed group had burst into the village of Yaru and opened fire, describing events as real carnage. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The descendants of a 19th-century British Prime Minister say they will travel to Guyana to apologise for his role in the slave trade. William Gladstone, who served for 12 years as Liberal Prime Minister under Queen Victoria, was the son of John Gladstone, a major slave owner who made a fortune as a sugar planter in what was then the British colony of Demerara. The plantation was the scene of the historic 1823 Demerara slave rebellion. British police say 3 men have been convicted for their involvement in a plot to sell a Chinese Ming Dynasty vase worth $2.5 million. The 15th century artefact is believed to be one of 3 items stolen from a Swiss museum in 2019. Camilla Mills has the details.
Undercover police tricked the would-be sellers into handing the vase over after officers posed as buyers. They had agreed to pay just over $570,000 at a central London hotel. An auction house had tipped off the police after receiving an email seeking a valuation for the stolen object. The convictions are the result of 4 years' work across international borders. Police have offered a reward for information, leading to the recovery of a wine cup with chicken decorations that was also stolen from the Geneva Museum.
In a dramatic start to the World Athletics Championships in Hungary, Dutch favourite Sifan Hassan's hopes for a trio of world titles came to an abrupt end as she fell during the 10,000-metre race. Within sight of the finish line, she lost her footing as her Ethiopian rival, Gudaf Segay, passed her to victory. After the race, Hassan said she believed she'd been pushed by Segay, but couldn't say for definite. That's the latest BBC News.